My favorite thing about Monday is it's a new work week. It's a new opportunity to right the wrongs, to set a new course, and literally just throw out everything else that's happened. Today is a new day. Over the last couple of days, I documented on the show my journey through going through VidCon. I learned so much more than just learning about YouTube. If you want to hear all about that, you can go listen to the other show, Adventures in Design. VidCon, was it worth it? Where me and my friend Carl totally talk about everything that we learn and then summarize who an event like that is truly worth. Who should be the one throwing down the money, and how much money should you be willing to pay? Risk and reward. We break it all down for you. But my biggest takeaway, and what I'm really going to focus on this week and hopefully every week moving forward, is that I've realized, and this is no groundbreaking realization, but truly, I need to embrace the phrase that there's never been a better time to be a creator. For the last 4 years, I've had the amazing opportunity to do this for a living. Live my life, take a couple of notes, hit record, talk about it, edit it, produce it, get it out. As long as I live my life and it's full of experience and I have new perspectives and stories to tell and can remember all the old ones, I seem to have a job. But the beautiful thing about there's never been a better time to be a creator is that there are so many emerging platforms. There are so many different ways to monetize your creativity, which leads me to a realization that I had this weekend, is that I will no longer put a lot of effort into platforms that don't allow creatives to monetize their effort. Platforms like Twitch, YouTube, the Circle of Trust, which I built myself, platforms where you can put in your work, entertain people, and then somehow get rewarded for it. That's where you should spend your time. Platforms like Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, where there's no direct way to monetize the content you create, all you're doing over there is building somebody else's platform. You're putting up more images, more videos, more tweets, so that a privately owned business that's publicly traded can say, we have this many users making this much content. This is what our value is. Stock goes up, they make money. And also, this is how many impressions we're making because our users are this active, and this is what we can sell our advertising for. Meanwhile, when they sell the advertising, they never ever bother to give you 1 cent for making all of the content that brings people back every single day. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. Maybe it'll change. But as of right now, today, Instagram TV makes no sense to me. It makes sense in the fact that if you've done something that took little effort, if you hold up your camera and you just want to get a thought out, yes, now you don't have to think in 15-second snippets. But to literally say, whoa, Instagram gave us a new way to communicate with the world. I need to sit back, pull out a notebook, think about it for 2 days, come up with a crazy idea, build a set, film something, edit it, get it all together, do it all vertical so it only works on this unique platform, and then hit upload. To me, that is an insane waste of time because you can't search through Instagram. Whatever that video is, it will only live as long as it's on top of the pile. Nobody can go over to the search feature and figure out, you know, whatever it is you come up with. Like, let's say that I made a video about the friendship model, which is something that I need to do. If I took my idea of the friendship model and I created something that's well-produced, there's no way for me to tag that so that it can aggregate and get found. There's also no way for me to make any money on that time invested. And time is worth money. So therefore, my advice on Instagram TV is it's only worth what's free. If you have free time, that's what it's worth. But it is not worth investing in it because there's never been a better time to be a creator, which means you've never had more power as a creative person in the history of planet Earth. That means that you can choose the platforms that choose to reward you back. You can put your time where your time equates money. And even if your AdSense payment is only $10, that's one more lunch that you don't have to take out of your other cash flow. That's 10 more dollars that you're ahead in the game of life. There's never been a better time to be a creator because we've never had this much power before. And I think Spider-Man's uncle said that with great power comes great responsibility. So remember, it's your responsibility where you put that power, how you invest it, so that you can live to be a creator another day. My wake-up call is that you and I are in control of where we put our efforts and how we choose to be rewarded for them.